Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Bet, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek and this Mishnah are going to be talking about Harhakat Nizakin, which is that a person has to make sure that he doesn't damage the property of his friend, even if he's dealing with his own property. In other words, if a person's own property is going to put his friend's property in a situation where it could get damaged, he has to do certain things on his own property to avoid causing damage to his friend's property. We'll talk about various types of irrigation systems or holes being dug into the ground in a person's own property that may affect his neighbor's property. Lo yahpor adam bor samuch leboro shel havero. A person is not allowed to dig a pit where he would store water near the edge of his property, which would be next to his neighbor's property as well. Velo siach, velo me'ara, velo amat hamayim, velo nivrechet kovsin. He's not allowed to also dig a ditch or a square vault where there would be a roof and an opening, or an irrigation ditch or a laundering pool near the pit of his neighbor, because he could damage his neighbor's pit by building or digging up the hole in his own property. He could cause the pit of his neighbor to fall in. The shaking or the collapsing could happen through his own work. Also, if the water that he's storing gets too close to his neighbor's hole, it's going to soften the dirt that's between them and everything is going to fall in. So he's not allowed to do that. He has to have distance between his pit and his neighbor's pit. Unless he distances the edge of his pit to the edge of the pit of his friend or the property of his friend, he has to be at least 3 tefachim away from his friend's property to make sure that even if his friend, let's say there's no pit even there right now, but a potential pit that his neighbor would put there at some point in time, we're worried about that as well. So he has to be 3 tefachim boundary or setback from his friend's property. And he also, vesad besid, and he has to coat the inside of his pit with lime in order to make sure that it's tough and that it's strong, and that no water will seep out and damage his friend's pit. Now we'll also talk about materials that are not allowed to be stored near a brick or stone wall of his neighbor. Marhikin et hagefet, ve'et hazevel, ve'et hamelach, ve'et hasid, ve'et hasila'im mikotlo shel havero shelosha tefachim. A person has to put to the side any piles of olive pulp. That means after you've pressed it for olive oil or manure or salt or lime or different types of stones, flint stones that would produce fire, those have to be set back at least 3 tefachim from the wall of his neighbor, because these items here produce a lot of heat and they could damage the wall of his neighbor. So he has to put them away so they won't damage that wall. Or vesad besid, the second option the Mishnah offers, you could also just coat your neighbor's wall with a thin layer of lime to protect it from the heat. So it's either or. Distance these items away from the wall, or sort of insulate that wall and make sure that it doesn't get damaged by these items. We'll also talk now about different actions that you're not allowed to do too close to a neighbor's wall. Manhikin et hazira'im ve'et ha'maharesha ve'et meraglai min hakotel shelosha tefachim. A person has to distance when he is planting seeds or plowing or urinating, going to the bathroom, 3 tefachim away from his neighbor's wall, because any of these types of things, if they're done too close to his neighbor's wall, they could weaken it. If a person's planting close to the wall, then the roots they may go and break the foundation of that wall. Or plowing also could damage the foundation. Urinating near the wall could dissolve the bricks. Urinating there is only allowed to be done when you're at least 3 tefachim away, because the wall could be built from something that is soft and it could damage it. We'll now list 2 different items that have to be kept away from a neighbor's wall. Umar hikinat harehayim. You have to distance your millstone from your neighbor's wall. You have to set them up so that the wall is far away. Shilosha min hashechev, 3 tefachim from the lower stone of the millstone. Shehen arba'a min harechev, which is 4 tefachim from the upper stone. You have to distance it away because the vibrations caused by the millstone could possibly shake the ground and weaken the wall, so they have to be set back. Ve'eta tanur shelosha min akilya shehen arba'a min hasafan. An oven has to be distanced also from a neighbor's wall, so that the wall is 3 tefahim away from the bottom of the base of the oven, and 4 tefahim from the upper lip of the base, because the heat of the oven could be harmful to the wall, so you need to set it far away back from your neighbor's wall.